Hello, this is Magdalena Portman with Alexander Technique exercise number 35. Loosen your grip. This is about letting go. I have talked a lot about the force of habit, about the difficulty in dropping a habit, about letting go of tension. Let's give it another name. Letting go really means not hanging on. Not hanging on so tightly. Not gripping so tightly. So letting go could be described as loosening your grip. But in order to loosen your grip on things, you need to be aware how you are actually gripping on to things, how you are hanging on to things. And then you can decide to grip less, to loosen your grip. There are loads of opportunities during the day where you can observe your grip. When you are cooking and chopping vegetables, notice how tightly you are holding the knife. And then have a look. Do you really need to grip that knife quite so tightly? Or could you just loosen your grip a little? You're typing on the computer and you notice that you are hitting those keys very hard. Do you need to hit them quite so hard? Loosen your grip. You're cutting bread. And you notice how tightly you're holding the knife and that you're pulling up your shoulders. Do you really need to tighten your shoulders quite so hard? Loosen the grip on your shoulders. Observe how you're holding the knitting needles when you knit and loosen your grip a little. When you clean your teeth, notice your grip on the toothbrush and loosen your grip a little. There are bigger things you might want to let go of. Even ideas can become habits that you might want to let go. Beliefs can become habitual. You might need to let go of some people, of some opinions and feelings. These are big things, and it might feel as if they are holding on to you rather than the other way around. But it is you who is holding on to them. It's just much, much more difficult to let go of ideas, habitual feelings, thoughts and beliefs and people. It's much harder to loosen your grip. That is why you want to practice loosening your grip on the smaller things and see how this will affect the bigger things. So practice loosening your grip on your jaw when you eat. Practice loosening your grip on the knife when you chop. On the toothbrush when you clean your teeth. On your fingers when you are carrying a bag. On your forehead when you are concentrating about something. On your hand and elbow when you are opening the door. On the fingers and hand when you are holding the book you are reading. And notice where you grip and how you grip. And when you notice, just loosen your grip a little. And you won't lose your grip on things. On the contrary, you can breathe more freely, you will move more easily and lighter, and you will feel less stressed and happier.